This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her. Oh, no! It's Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast on the whole internet. There used to be two, that one fell. Much like, a house in Game of Thrones, that one fell, and now we're the only standing. You know a lot about Game of Thrones, don't you, Betsy?
I didn't know if I was allowed to talk or not. I don't know a thing about Game of Thrones.
Guess something.
I do remember, I watched one episode, for sure, for Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the characters looked like the Yaya from My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And that's all I could, like, the whole time I was like, I don't know anything that's going on. We just have to mention how this lady looks like Yaya from My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
She looks like Hi-Yaya.
Hi-Yaya.
I just watched that last night with my Big Fat Greek family.
Oh, of course you guys did.
Because it's like giving a baby a pacifier. Everyone was yelling and screaming. Truly, my ears hurt because of how fucking loud everyone is in my household. If I'm too loud, will you please tell me to shut my mouth, Betsy?
Yeah, always. I'll gladly slap you quiet. And shut up, man.
And in case you are not familiar with this beautiful, lovely voice, dulcet tones.
Thank you.
I am joined today by Betsy Sodaro. She's my best friend in the whole world.
Oh.
She's a genius comedian. She's on Duncanville. She's going to be on the new Netflix movie, Hubie Halloween.
Yeah, my
Betsy Sodaro, I love you so very dearly.
I love you so much. And it's so wild because we live together, but you're not here.
It's crazy. It's the one day I'm not there, which is so effing crazy.
It's so weird.
But I really wanted you to do this with me because we're talking Drag Race, but we're talking trash reality Drag Race.
It is. Really trash. Because we've had the discussion of like, is Drag Race trash?
Mm-hmm.
No, right? But yet, kind of.
It's kind of trash, but now this is definitely trash.
This is ultimate, like, thumbs up, two dumps up, trash.
Me and Betsy, in case you don't know, have a podcast on Patreon called We Love Trash. We're incredibly qualified.
We're very qualified.
We watch so much trash. We've reviewed Too Hot to Handle on Stitcher Premium.
Yeah.
We watch Below Deck. We watch Ghost Adventures.
Woo.
I mean,
we love trash. And we are qualified because we are fucking trash.
Big picture, before we even dive in, what are your thoughts on this type of, this adventure that the Drag Race universe is going on?
I don't know. It's so weird. It's so weird because while watching it, like, you see them planting little seeds of like, oh, these will be storylines, and you see them plant, like, kind of pitting them against each other.
Yes.
Which,
yes.
One of the coolest things about the drag world and Drag Race is that, like, for the most part, they're all so supportive of each other.
Yeah. Like, they're catty.
Yeah, but in the end, they all, like, care about each other. You know,
right,
it's like, oh,
right.
We went through this wild thing. And now it feels, I don't know, it's really strange.
It's going to be interesting to see which conflicts we buy and which ones we don't. Like Derek, right. Derek versus Naomi, I do buy because
I buy.
Because we saw them fight a bunch.
I mean, Naomi just being like, Derek bugs me. Like, you know, the producers were just like, yes, yes,
yes.
So we're going to have Derek constantly inviting one of his partners out.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yes. And as we know, Nebraska is really a key player in the drama of this series.
Nebraska's really getting in there.
She's getting hard. In there. She's getting in there. I mean, I have so much to say. But I am thankful for it because if Derek wasn't there, what would be happening?
Right. They would all be so happy. Like, they would all just be hanging out with their friends. And it's like, oh, we don't want to see that.
Note to self. We don't need to see that.
We don't need to see them having fun. We get to see that all the time.
You know, we're going to have to flag that scene. Okay, flag
Jane,
it.
Jane, flag it.
That's not who I am. That's not who I am. I am so excited. I do wish there was a Valerie Cherish. I wish there was a Valerie Cherish on this show who just
I
didn't
wish there
get
was
it.
A Valerie Cherish in every show.
Agreed. Well, before I dig in, I also want to say some stuff that happened last week. You know, we talked about the finale of Canada's Drag Race. Me and Betsy watched that together. We had a good time.
I sure did. I'm happy with how it turned out.
Me too. You know, me too. Pre-anchor.
I wanted Jimbo to go all the way.
No secret there. We wanted Jimbo to win, but, you know, Jimbo will have to go on an All-Star season. What I do want to say is, guys, there was some hubbub on the internet because I made fun of Kine's dress. And Kine's dress is a classic Filipina dress, I believe called like a Filipiniana, whatever. I'm probably saying it wrong. The point is, I said it was ugly. Look, guys, dresses can be ugly without me demoralizing a culture. I was calling the dress ugly because it was ugly. And I'll put myself in this picture too. If there are millions of ugly Greek and Arabic dresses in the world. If someone told me that Greek tunic dress is ugly, I would say, yes, it is. If someone said that abaya hijab or burqa is ugly, I would say, yes, that's ugly. That you can hate a garment without without hating a culture. And that's all I have to say about that. Okay, Betsy,
Oof,
I feel
it's
better
out
now.
There. Good. I'm glad you feel better.
I feel so good. And if you disagree with me, I know you'll tell me online.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Oh,
for
yeah,
you to
you'll
tell me
hear
online.
It. I can't wait to just destroy you online.
Betsy, I want you to leave the first hate comment.
I do on every one of your posts.
You do. You called me a donkey on my latest post.
I mean, you're acting like a donkey. On your latest post, which I think it was me and our creepy flaming skeleton, right?
Oh, I love Flaming Scarecrow so much.
Flaming Scarecrow, that's it. Yeah.
Flaming Scarecrow is also drag. Very drag.
Very drag. And I can't wait to put wigs on Flaming Scarecrow and like Christmas time comes around. We're making Flaming Scarecrow Mrs. Claus.
Yeah. Scarecrow is a chameleon. You know, Scarecrow is the Cameron Michaels of our household. And it can it can do so many different things, you know. And just when you count her out, she surprises you by slapping you in the face with her claw fingers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody's like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Check.
What is
Look
this
our,
flaming
I'm
scarecrow
sorry.
Shit?
Look at our stupid Instagram. We have a Halloween decoration in our house for some reason.
Our friend Katie sent us a really funny giant Halloween decoration that we put in our office.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb. So here we are on the show. Okay, the show opens with them on opening night. Oh my God, Kelly Osbourne is in the audience. And the stakes have never been higher when Kelly Osbourne is in the audience, Betsy.
I do love how they're they are just like, this is like, the stakes are so, if we mess this show up, all of drag will explode.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what?
No, people will stop watching Drag Race. Yeah. If this one show isn't good, people will light RuPaul on fire.
People will stop doing drag. Like, drag will be looked down upon. And it's like, the stakes are so. But I love when, like, Naomi was just like, you know, and if I suck, then I guess there's 150 other drag queens who would, like, Naomi's so just, like, grounded.
She's probably going to be my favorite cast member, I think, like, in this show.
She rules, man.
She's amazing. And I love, she does such a good job of, like, saying the worst read, but, like, in a way that you isn't mean.
Right, in a way where you're just like, oh, thank you for really making fun of me. But
yeah.
Like, if Naomi Smalls read me, I would be over the moon.
Me too. I mean, I'm pretty sure my eye level is, like, at her knee. So I think I would just... Look
shit,
up.
Then I'm at her, like, ankle.
yeah. Man. She might step on you.
Yeah. Ooh, if Naomi Smalls fucking clomped on me.
If she crushed you like a bug.
I would be so down. I would just be like, oh, bingo!
So now we fast forward to earlier, and it's like, you know, now they have 2 weeks to get ready for the stage show, which that's a pretty tight window.
I will say, though, Mano, and I missed this the first time I watched it when it first came out. They've been rehearsing in L.A.
Oh, they have.
Yeah. Because a big part is like, whoa, we were in a studio where we could see each other, and now we're on a stage, so it's all different but the same.
Because
I feel the first time I watched it, I was like, whoa, 2 weeks, that's crazy. And then watching it this time, I was like, oh, okay, so they've been in L.A. rehearsing.
Yeah, okay, I missed that completely.
Yeah.
And it's probably because I was so distracted by Vanjie and Silky being very funny roommates that need their own show.
Oh, my God. Vanjie just, like, screaming into a blow dryer pointed at her mouth is one of the greatest things I've ever... I love Vanjie so much.
I have insider tea about where she lives in West Hollywood, and I cannot give away the source, but what I can say is that comrade of the cast... They live in the same building as Vanjie and Silky, and they have confirmed that she is a loud nightmare to live next to. That she is...
I mean, she's screaming into a blow dryer, of course. Like, ooh, yeah, man.
And so Silky comes over and gives her a bottle of Patron that was clearly stolen from a bar. Did you see that?
It had the little... Yes! Yeah, it had the little bar... pourer thing on top.
And I, before you say you could get that anywhere, no, that was stolen. That was stolen from a bar, and I love it.
Good.
I want to steal liquor from a bar. Have you ever stolen liquor from a bar?
I haven't. No,
that's a shame.
I remember those times where we, like, really controlled birds. I remember bartending.
Oh, yeah.
Like, getting back behind the bar and be like, what do you guys want? And, like, and a couple of times of, like, them being like, come answer, like, to-go calls and take orders and stuff.
No.
And I was, like, putting it in. I've never stolen liquor, though. Glasses here and there.
Condiments
for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the FBI most wanted list for that, for sure.
I remember, like, one time when I first moved to L.A. with Tony, we went out to someplace on Hollywood Boulevard, some Mexican restaurant, and we were very poor, and we ordered burritos, and they ended up being, like, $18 burritos. And we were thinking, like, whoa, maybe 10, and that's a lot. They're $18.
Yeah.
And we were, we were just like, oh, my God, guys, put it on your credit card? Fuck, dude, what do we do?
Uh-huh.
And then we're like, okay, well, those cost a lot. Let's steal everything off of this table and never come back. And
you steal the commercial, that little pamphlet that's like, we also have flan for $5.99. What'd you take?
We took all of the hot sauces. There are a couple of hot sauces, and I think the salt and pepper thing. We're just like, we need to get our money's worth.
Did they have Valentina there? Because that's a good hot sauce, and it's drag.
I can't remember. I like that hot sauce a lot.
Oh, it's good.
And I like that drag queen a lot.
Oh, yeah, she's fun. Man,
she's wild.
She's so fun. I've been, oh, man, I was watching All Stars 4 again. She's so fun to watch. She's fun
great.
And crazy.
Great.
Bring her back.
Bring
her back. So now Vanjie's talking about she might want a relationship in Vegas. And then we have a little memory of her romance with Brooklyn Heights. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
These flashbacks are so weird.
They are weird. The only ones I'm here for is the Derek Naomi beef. That's
but
what
it's
I'm
also
here
like,
for.
Why make it a like? Why have Cameron Michaels pretty much narrate it? Where it's like, just show us. Just be like, here's the part. Here they're at a party now.
Yes. Well, I think they intended this to be longer because I think it's only 6 episodes, and that's. I feel like we're gonna see it's a little bit stretched out because it's
COVID, dude.
Fucking shut down because of COVID. So
yeah,
they started filming a little bit like somewhere in the middle of February. Uh-huh. And then they must have stopped on the middle of March.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much real life drama they got to. We'll see. I mean, but I bet it'll feel a little bit stretched out. Like when you're like your friend's cheap mom makes you peanut butter and jelly and you're like
the cheap one.
The cheap one.
The cheap
one. And
mom?
She's like, here's a peanut butter and jelly. And
you're like, nuh-uh.
There is no relief between the two pieces of white bread, which means you put such a small amount on.
Yeah, I should be fucking choking this down. I should be like, I should be grapefruiting this fucking PB&J down.
We were just talking about how nice it would be to tell someone you want to grapefruit them at the end of a cute first date.
I would love that. Like, I'm just really into you. I mean, I would love to, I don't know, take you home and grapefruit you.
I'd really like that.
You would?
Yeah, I'd really like that. Okay.
We have to stop by the store first. I have to get a
grapefruit. I
don't have a grapefruit. I'm sorry.
So we get introduced to Asia first. And Asia's, you know, she said she's a costume designer. When her intro came on, I really wanted it to be like, I was on season 10. I made the top 4.
I did too.
I murdered thousands of butterflies.
I was like, are they gonna like show that part? But no, of course not. And that's fair. I feel I would embrace it.
I mean, based on them, you know, embracing Shea Coulee talking about how roses ruined her life. I thought
that
they would
was
actually,
very silly.
That was such a weird recurring theme. But I thought this one they would talk about her butterfly PTSD, but I guess not.
That's okay.
That's okay.
She'll talk about it when she's ready.
When she's
ready, she'll talk about it.
So Asia's planning her wedding with her boo.
Mm-hmm.
Betsy, let me plan your wedding.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
Please, I don't want to fucking do it.
Okay, great. Hooba Stank.
Hooba
Stank is the only music that's allowed. And also,
that's funny.
They're the band and the caterers.
Oh, no. I mean, they probably make better food than music.
Oh,
I got them. I actually couldn't name a Hooba Stank song if you held a gun to my head and said,
ready? Well,
name one.
Good, because here's a fucking gun, bitch.
Oh, no. I told you I don't know.
Okay.
You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to do that.
So, okay, here's the song. I'm not a perfect person. Remember the, and the reason is you.
Mano,
do you remember that?
No.
You don't even remember that song?
No.
Wow, well, I have to blow your brains away.
Oh, shoot.
So Cameron Michaels is here. Cameron, whatever. Cameron loves to work out. She's dating a guy. Yeah, that seems to be the biggest part of her story in this episode.
Oh, yes. Dating a dude who's 3,000 miles away.
Would you like to jump his bones? What are your feeling about jumping Cameron Michaels' bones?
Well, I, like, Cameron mentions it, like the juxtaposition of like a crazy built masculine kind of dude and then very glamorous queen is cool.
It is cool.
And like, it is just like, whoa, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, they're an amazing performer for sure. For sure.
I would jump those bones. I would play those bones. A fucking xylophone.
Truly. Tootly. I would play those bones like I was Tom Hanks in Big. and step on it with my feet. But like, I guess what I'm saying is that's the one person who's amazing performer, but I'm surprised they didn't pick someone more drama filled for this reality TV cast.
Right. It's kind of a strange cast in general for, mm-hmm. because it is like, in the end, this is all for the stage show, right?
Right, exactly.
So that then makes sense. But to then be like, we're going to make it a very like you described it, like Real Housewife-y kind of show. Then it is like, get the big messes on. But maybe that's the thing where it's like, well, they can't handle
the stage
huge show.
Yeah.
But it is give us the sloppy. I'm trying to think of who's
of sloppies.
Like, just give, like.
Tammy Brown, I think, would be great on this.
Tammy Brown.
Chanel would be great, because remember how nuts she was?
Yeah.
Sending herself home.
Yes.
It
kind of is like, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah.
What came first, the show or the show?
The show. I think, and this is also very the comeback. I think they were like, we're going to cast the stage show first, and then we're going to take these girls aside and say, guess what? We need you to be insane for this reality TV show. We're making two shows at once.
Right.
And I bet they were like, hell yeah, I don't care.
Of course. I don't care. I'm going to be able to tour forever.
Totally.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Let's lose it. Let's wear. Oh, don't you love the talking heads where they look more like housewives?
Yes. Naomi Smalls made me laugh out loud. That wig is so funny.
She wins. She looks like she's handing out samples at the Costco. It's fucking crazy.
She looks incredible. I love that. And I like how they interview them sometimes out of drag and then in drag. It's so fun.
Oh my gosh. She looks like the third most successful Mary Kay salesman. She looks third.
yep.
So they're walking through the casino. They're seeing their theater they're performing in. Wow. They're seeing the stage. Awesome. Someone says, screens are so cool.
They are, Mono.
You're right.
Screens are so fucking cool, man.
And they're very excited about the stairs. They are going to walk on these stairs.
I do love that of like Cameron being like, oh, you don't even have to like look down. Which I understand. Like, how scary to have to walk down stairs in heels in front of thousands of people all in dresses and like, that's scary, man.
You would You would do a great performance where you just fall the whole time. I would be so good.
Love that. Remember, who was it who ate shit in All Stars? Pheromone.
Pheromone ate shit.
Like, I wish Pheromone then just kept eating shit.
It would have saved the whole. She would have been in the top. Like,
yes, it would have been incredible.
She also had like a powder duster thing, and I'm like, oh my god, if you fucking fall into the powder,
poof. A fall and then a poof of powder is so funny.
So funny.
And
she
then
can't
if you
see.
Can somehow like fall into if you had like a bowl of chocolate pudding and then you fall and then you turn around, it looks like you pooped your pants. That's funny. Do that.
She could break her. She had like a compact prop. I was like, if you break that during the performance and just act. And obviously that's easier for us to just see because we're watching from the outside.
Right,
but like,
right.
Damn, that would have been good.
That would have been good.
Asia says of Derek, he impersonates Britney Spears. Does he do other stuff?
Well, yeah, because the producers are like, what else does Derek do? And Asia's just like, he impersonates Britney Spears.
Uh-huh. And we, yeah, it's the easiest. It's kind of, you know, to be fair, it is an easy criticism of Derek Barry. You know, they go for, it's and we've heard it already before. That's why I expected Derek to be like, okay, you fucking wildlife murderer. Like, I would love if they just got to go for each other's weaknesses more.
More, I mean, yeah, that's intense.
Right? Tell Vanjie.
It might happen, though. The way it's going, it's looking like it might happen.
Right? I mean, just make fun of, it will. Make fun of Vanjie for being a, more of a catchphrase, even though she's a sickening queen. You know, start that drama with her.
Yeah. I feel, though, like, so every, like, Vanjie, Asia O'Hara, Naomi, Evie, and even can't, like, have senses of humor about that. Like, they don't take it personally.
Totally.
Where I think Derek does.
Yeah.
It may even be like, no, I don't really care where it's like, but it feels like you do. Whereas I feel like Asia would just laugh that off and be like, yeah, I made a mistake and I didn't do good with some butterflies, but, you know. There's something to, because it's once again that the world of drag, from what I've seen, it's like a fun, supportive place, you know, where it is just like, oh, yeah, we fuck it. We like read each other and stuff, but in the end, it's all out of love. Because you can tell those people, at least on drag, like, who are just mean and don't, it's not coming from a place of love. It's coming from a place of, like, insecure. You know, where you're just like, ooh, that wasn't funny. That's just you being mean, man.
Totally. Totally. And because that's the reality is, like, I think there's, like, where the queer drag community is actually, like, the most tight-knit. And I think most people get that, but some people obviously get trapped in the TV illusion that, like, they're like, they hate each other, but it's like, no, they actually are like, got each other's backs more than most people.
Right. Right. Cause it is like, oh, they're, if they're going to be working together forever now, touring, all this stuff.
Which of these, of this cast, would you most like to do, like, a routine with or something?
Oh, my God. That's a good question.
You know?
I think it's either Vanjie.
Yeah.
Or maybe Evie Oddly. Or Naomi Smalls, because we're so different. We could be very Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, I think Naomi Smalls kick her long leg over my head a bunch.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, as she bends over backwards to do that thing,
oh,
you just crawl underneath.
Yeah, I skateboard under. How about you?
You Tony Hawk kickflip under.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to do something with Vanjie where she is Yosemite Sam and I'm Bugs Bunny and she's just trying to, like, shoot me and catch me.
Mano, that's good.
And and you know, she's just basically, instead of, like, you know, instead of screaming tarnation, she's screaming rock to tee tee ta ta.
I would watch. I would watch a 7-hour long play of that, like that one Harry Potter one or whatever, where you, like, have to get dinner in between. I would watch that of you two being Yosemite Sam and Roger Rabbit.
Where you have to get dinner in the middle and then you have to give money to an anti-trans cause.
Mano, what?
That's a new thing JK just started.
Yes. I get it now.
So they're like, you know, they're freaking out about the choreo now. Okay. Lifting Derek. Derek's going to get lifted on a big old rope.
Like, jumps. Derek's jumping off the catwalk.
Yeah.
That's so funny and weird. A funny way to enter stage.
Very funny.
Like, why not lower? But it's just like, I'm jumped.
Just gonna jump. I would say, here's some brand new news for the 7th time. Derek Barry's in a thruple. Did you know that?
I just realized it this second time of watching. I was like, whoa.
I, for one, have
a thruple.
I've heard it 800 times, and I'm surprised. I guess they kept it in there in case someone's watching this for the first time, but, you know.
Right. Because, yeah, Derek mentions it in her season, right?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, because
yeah.
I think I remember being like, whoa.
Yeah. Seems cool, you know.
Yeah, as long as everybody's on the same page, game on. You know,
yeah.
The only time I've ever been near one in real life, they were not on the same page, and it was weird, and it was a bummer.
Yeah, I get that. When you, it's just like a bad sleepover all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Where I think it's truly just one person is like, I'm having the best fucking sleepover. And then the other two are like, wait, what? I want to call my parents to pick me up now.
And they're like, no, watch me play Donkey Kong Country. Just watch me.
Can we? It has two players. Shut up. There's three of us. So just watch me play.
Oh, my God. And now they go to, Evie and Naomi go to a nail salon.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
I want to be friends with them so bad. They're so cool.
This is the kind of fun fake scenes that you only see in reality shows.
Right. Where like, it is just like, okay, ask about this. Like, they have a script. They totally do.
What's like this in Below Deck or like any other show we watch where it's like, okay, this is clearly a made up scene.
I mean, pretty Below Deck, I feel pretty much whenever they're like setting up or like cleaning up like for the next charter or whatever, there's a lot of like, okay, now talk about this one dude who drinks too much, but you're kind of into him because he reminds you of your brother or whatever.
Yes, on Vanderpump Rules, where they like go to that little dumpster area.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's like,
and I feel Vanderpump Rules is full of it, where it's just like, okay, go to this restaurant, get hammered, and talk about this thing. Or like,
yes,
go do, what did I just watch? Something Was Wrong with the Abbey? What's that one show?
Oh, What Happens at the Abbey?
What Happens at the Abbey?
Something's Wrong at the Abbey.
Where they go to like naked yoga, like stuff like that.
Yeah,
where it's just
exactly,
like, you're not
exactly
really into that, but
no.
Also like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, and I guess actually all these shows do it. Bachelor does it too. It's just such weird bullshit drama.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they're like,
oh,
too hot to handle. When they're like, it's really important for us to have a naked painting meditation.
Yeah, all of that shit. We're just like, what are we doing?
So they're talking shit. We love it. They're talking shit about Derek because Derek is fun drama. Naomi and Derek is perfect drama.
It's good television. And Derek in what season was it? 8?
Yes.
No, that's so long ago it feels.
8.
Was great television.
Yeah. And in All-Stars 5 more recently.
Yes. Yep.
But she was great television.
Yeah.
Man, when she's attacking Bob for ratchet drag. And
whoa, dude.
It's so good.
It's so good.
And when she has like some fight with Chi-Chi and Chi-Chi's like, I'm sorry, it's me being a bitch. And then Derek's like, yeah, that was you being a bitch. Rest in power, Chi-Chi. We love her.
We love you, Chi-Chi.
That
fucked us
up, didn't it, Betsy?
Yeah.
That's still fucking me up.
It's bad, man.
It doesn't feel real in any way.
It's so...
I can't do it either. I'm running on denial and caffeine. Ha ha, 2020.
Ha 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 ha.
God, truly though.
Yeah, man.
It's tough, but crushing. I'm glad we have endless seasons of drag.
Whoa.
Now they're dealing with the drama of Rue showing up. Oh my God.
This is so funny too. I'm just like, and Rue is showing, where it's like, of course.
Yeah, of course she's showing up.
They're doing great though, because I was not complaining, but just like when we were watching it at one point where I was like, they're like freaking about freaking out about choreography and doing a show where they tour all the time, but it is like, yeah, for the show, let's be like, I'm not good at salsa. I can't salsa, honey. You're doing fine.
You'll be fine. Also, this is a stage salsa dance with like three moves. Like,
yeah, and you're surrounded by like three hot dudes. No, it's fine.
And you're performing for a crowd at Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
It means they're fucking blasted high and low on pills and plugs.
I love going to Vegas and just doing pills all the time.
Well, Betsy, I have a question for you. But I'm going to ask you, I want you to answer it after this break. What would you do if RuPaul had serious critiques for your performance? I want you to tell me after this break.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, diva. So why should payday? Yes, I'm a robotic bitch. And the one thing that makes this robot go cuckoo cuckoo is money. Not tomorrow, today. And guess who helps with that? Earnin. That's right. Earnin will put the money in your hands today. You can get $100 per day or 750 buckarooskies per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app, verify your paycheck. You get access to $100 a day as you work. And you can do it from absolutely anywhere in the darn world. That's why I love Earnin. It makes money easy. Because, you know, sometimes your employers act a fool, okay? Yeah, it's like they're in the Untucked Lounge and they're acting a fool girl. So whether it's for a special night out, you want to treat your loved one, an unexpected bill from the vet, yikes, or rent, bitch, you can use Earnin to your advantage. Make it a part of your financial routine. Join the over 3.5 million customers who say, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Plus, peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Dragher under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Dragher under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Bring back my break.
Bo,
what the hell would you do if RuPaul is like, I saw your performance and I have notes for you.
I would take them. Yeah. I don't know what else to do. I'd be like, yeah, okay, what's up?
I've absolutely. You listen to every note. I think I would also have the I would have the urge to be like, when I was young, I had low self-esteem.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'd be like, well, just, I'm having some issues.
Like, can you give me some free life advice that'll change the way I see myself?
Oh, my God. And probably.
Probably.
Probably in the notes. Just like, you get a note where it is just like, hey, have more fun on stage. And also, in real life. And you're like, whoa, cool, man. I could do that.
And you're just, your eyes are leaking. You're like, your eyes are leaking. You don't even know you're crying. You're just like, okay. Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you see Rue's big old purse? That's a funny purse.
Love that purse.
That's like the Mrs. Doubtfire I'm changing in the bathroom of Bridges purse.
Big time. Big, big purse. What is in that bag?
I don't know. It's her alter ego. It's,
right?
Yeah, Mrs. Rufire.
Mrs. Hello,
wait.
Hello, hello.
Wait a second. Why aren't we making a reboot of Mrs. Doubtfire starring Rue?
I don't know. Hey, hey, Hollywood.
Hey, H-Wood.
Listen to that.
I just think that's easy money, you know? That's
for
just
sure. Easy, cash. Easy money. Cash. Cow?
Cash, that's a fucking cash hog. That's a big
that
old
is a
fat
cash hog.
That is a fat bastard of a cash cow.
What about Mrs. Doubtfire starring Fat Bastard?
Oh my God. Mom, the new housekeeper is disgusting.
And wants to keep eating the baby.
She served us farts for lunch. I don't. You have to get rid of her.
Oh, man. I'd watch that.
Rue gives them notes. She's like, you need to pause for laugh lines. You need to look at Derek. You need to get off script. Your tango is off. Your entrance is missed. They want to see your smiles and fat asses. And then Rue pulls Evie aside.
Ooh. And
this is a nice little thing, little landmine they're planting for us.
Big time.
Evie hasn't been to a doctor in 10 years. Oh, boy.
Right. And Evie has that condition.
Ehlers-Danlos.
What?
Ehlers-Danlos syndrome.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ehlers-Danlos?
Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, yeah.
Wow. It's how wild.
How hard to say. Yeah, it's wild. So her body doesn't produce a lot
of collagen. And that really fucks up the joints.
Yeah.
That's why Evie's so flexible and stuff.
Yeah. And I love Evie. She's also a queen who's like, I want to say like people count her out, but then every time you see her perform, she's incredible.
She's,
you know,
so fucking awesome.
I dare say she gave us like the, I'm going to say the only assassination on of quote unquote lip sync assassinations on All Stars 5.
Yeah, absolutely. That was all so strange. I'm pretty sure they're like, hey, Alyssa,
yeah,
you can't win, so don't even try.
Yeah.
And Alyssa's just like, what? Why am I? Yeah. Okay.
Why am I here?
Yeah. She's unbelievable. Yeah, we got to see Evie live and incredible.
We saw her. She performed to fucking, oh God, what are they called? I Think You're Freaky and I Like You a Lot.
Yes.
Those fucking freaks from South Africa.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know who.
Deontward is their name.
You're good. I don't know that.
So now we have an insert of Cameron talking to her boyfriend. I'm going to say it. Not the most thrilling storyline. Not the most thrilling storyline in this whole piece.
Right. Well, but you saw in the preview before,
uh-huh,
Vanjie and Cameron kissing.
Ooh.
So I think it's just this thing of like, we got to
exactly
set up that like Cameron is really struggling being, you know, that thing.
Right.
But then, and this is the part, right, where Cameron is then like, there is drama and here's what happened. And then it's like, a total like Wayne's World, like doo-loo, doo-loo,
doo-loo. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like to where even it's shot like yes. like smoky, where it's like, just show us that time.
That's
when it happened.
That's the best footage. Why are we splicing up that footage?
Right.
That party.
That should be the whole episode.
That party's the end. I completely agree. I'm so freaked out because I was like, that there, you showed me 30 seconds and there was like line for line, amazing bitch moments, like Reed yes. moments. Derek confronts Naomi. Okay, this is so funny because Naomi says, you one time said that if you're a Derek Barry fan, you must be brain dead. That is funny. Now, obviously, it's I disagree
funny.
With that. But also saying something so hurtful in such a calm voice is always funny. Is it true that you said someone who's a fan of mine has to be brain dead to enjoy me? It's so good.
It is so funny.
Brain dead.
That is it, too, of so calm.
It's
and
so good.
Brain dead is just like, how can you be mad at that? That is so funny.
Is
using
funny.
The term brain dead, like yeah. Mono, if it was like, man, if you like Mono and Cappian, you must yeah, be brain dead.
That also makes me want to see a meet and greet of just being like, oh, Derek, your fans are here.
Brains.
Hello. That, yeah, truly zombies. Then Nebraska says, your Tiffany Pollard wasn't very good.
And I love Vanjie, not even in this shot, just being like, oh, come on. Don't do that now.
The fact that your Snatch Game performance is now entering into this housewives style bitch fest is so funny.
It's so funny. It's so goofy.
That's like me attacking you and being like, well, that show you did on UCB main stage wasn't the best improv I've ever seen.
Probably not. This fight, whoa, and I'm just having this realization, feels like one of the like RuPaul, like Drag Race challenges.
Yes. Almost. Like yes. where like it's a reading like, challenge.
Like where it's so script or like, or straight up a like, we're doing essentially a Real Housewives challenge where yeah. you are playing you. And it feels like somebody would write that thing of like, well, your Snatch Game. Like,
yeah.
It feels so weird.
It's, yeah, it's crazy.
But it's funny.
It's and funny, and it feels television. Like the feelings are there. And Naomi says to Nebraska, well, being 6'5 doesn't make you fierce.
Yeah.
And I love that. And Nebraska says, I just wish you weren't, you don't have to be like such a bitch or whatever. Oh my God. These are great. This is great.
And once again, Naomi just being like, hey, if you want me to leave, ask me to leave. And then being mm-hmm. like, I'm going to leave, and slowly putting the jacket on with yes. like a funny grin. I was like, that's a power move. And Derek being like, no, I didn't want it to be like this, where it's like, why'd you bring up her saying your fans are brain dead? Like,
yeah.
You didn't want this to happen.
I do. I know that they did this as a mini challenge in like season 7, but it did make me wish like, why? Maybe the intro should just be a straight up Housewives ripoff where like it shows them and then they have a little line. Those like
right.
classic little lines of dialogue.
Right.
You know?
I would love that.
Oh, my God.
Might as well
God.
Go whole hog.
I don't just cash checks. I also cash reality checks. Like some shit like
that's a good one, Mono.
Is it?
That's a really good
maybe
one.
Maybe it's I don't just cash money checks. I also, I don't know. We'll punch it up.
I'm not just a realtor. I'm also a reality star.
Fuck. Fuck. We're going to come up with them and post them on the Instagram.
Yeah, so, we are.
Now they're prepping backstage for like the rehearsal, and Derek is being, you know, Derek's throwing some more shade, and they're like saying, well, here's what's so confusing. Derek's like, we need to be sisters and like connect. And then
we need to have fun where it's like, it feels like everybody but you is having fun. Like,
yes.
Derek, come
on. Derek. So, and then she's like, but if Naomi accidentally doesn't get that text, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, it's very back and forth, which I think might be, which is probably happening because of it being the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a reality TV show, right?
Yeah. 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 It's the reality TV show.
Hey, so you want to, like, we need to have you need to set up, which is like all of those MTV shows and stuff. Like, tonight we're having a foam party. That was my idea. Yes. Only my idea. Here's a bunch of foam. And it's like, oh, it's just the producers being like, hey, say you came up with this shit.
Totally.
And we're going to go out and drag. Like, and then it is that, but I guess if, oh, but I have to remember my point of view,
right,
which is also not a fan of Naomi right now. Like, yeah, it's strange.
And I mean, I want, it's so funny to be like, we're going to go hang out in a stinky cigarette-filled casino in our most expensive drag. You know the queens were like, oh my God, I don't do this to hang out. But I absolutely understand that what's the word I want to use? Mise en scène. The picture is so much more gorgeous if it's a bunch of us in cunty ass looks starting shit. And that one shot of Naomi throwing dice, like all limp wristed. Gag.
I want to hang out with them all so bad.
Yeah,
I want to be in Vegas with them. Yeah, Naomi playing craps is just like, yes, yes, this. And I just want to be like, Derek, how can you be mad at that?
I like, know. That is fucking more.
And all the other queens just being like, what are you doing, Derek?
Yeah. Well, you know, we need her. I just want to know. I mean, we've had her on the pod before. She was a perfect, amazing guest, and it made me fall.
Yeah, that's so rad.
Even deeper in love with her. My goal is to have her on the finale when we talk about the sixth episode.
Cool.
That's the plan. But, you know, we'll see if that comes, if the universe graces us with that, because I want to know all that juicy.
I want to know I want to know everything about it.
Yes. I want to know everything.
What is going on?
So good. So then Naomi's like, well, as long as you keep your unfierce boyfriend away from me, we'll be fine. Because, oh, how perfect. She gets a text from Nebraska who just finished a photo shoot and who also happens to be in full drag.
Yes, Mano.
Am I being a little skeptical, Betsy?
Yes, Mano.
Okay, you're right, I'm wrong. Nuh-uh. But I mean, it is pretty funny. I mean, it's classic bullshit. People are calling her the Lisa Rinna of the series. It's classic bullshit that she's like, I want it to be just about us connecting, and then immediately
and then
being like, yes,
my partner's coming. Like, oh, come on, man.
No, no.
But also, like, I good.
Mm-hmm.
Good, because we need some shit to go down, not them just being afraid of not being able to salsa. Like, we need, like, some shit to happen.
We need some shit to go down. I hope there's, like, here's what I'll say. I'm going to say a drama I hope happens.
Okay.
I hope someone destroys one of the other queen's wigs.
And it's, like, kind of a mystery for a while, but then they find the footage.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
I want that to happen real bad.
Oh, that would be so fucking good.
Ooh, that's good.
What if someone in the audience, like, throws ketchup on one of them? I want that to be a storyline.
Yeah, because they sell hot dogs at the show.
And we find out the person who did it was Derek's mom.
Oh! But is it now, is the ketchup on Derek or another queen? Like, did Derek's mom throw ketchup on Derek?
Derek's mom throws ketchup on Naomi because she heard what she said about her.
Brain dead.
We are not brain dead.
Brains.
So that's kind of it. And then we're left on this cliffhanger of the episode.
Of what's going to happen now that Nebraska's here in drag as well.
It looks like Asia's going to start some shit, and I love it. I love when Asia's like, hold on, let me just talk about what's going
on. Yes, I do too.
Do you remember in season 10 when like, okay, so Aquaria had this moment where she was like, she was mad that other queens had a double save because she was like, I wanted the double save to be maybe for me.
Wait, what?
There's this moment where
Cameron
and Eureka are both saved.
Right, okay.
And so it remains like a top six.
Yes,
and
okay.
And then she's really bitter because she's like, well, I just kind of hoped that would be for me. Or like, this keeps me further away from the crown. And then Asia like flattens her out and is like, you're so self-centered that you think you are destined for the top and everyone else is just in your way. And
yes. Asia's like, so rad.
She's great. Oh, here's my question. What queen do you think you are in this cast?
Mono.
Yeah, I know. I went there.
Oh, fuck.
I think I'm Asia. And not just because we're complimenting her a lot right now. I think I am that slightly pragmatic person who's, you know, like not just, you know, kind of like the glue of the
right.
team.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. That makes sense.
You know, yeah.
Who would I be?
Yeah, who would you be? Who do you think?
I don't know. Maybe maybe Vanjie, but I'm not as like all the time.
Yeah.
Maybe Evie Oddly? I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's
you're
a
kind
good
of-
question.
You're kind of a hybrid, but like you might be Naomi.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Because like you when you're on stage, like you fucking perform, but off stage you don't need to perform.
That's true. Oh shit, maybe I'm Naomi.
And you throw dice all funny.
And I throw dice very funny. Lots of time. Right off the table.
I'm pumped. Are you pumped for this season, Bo?
I'm excited. I love Vegas. I love Vegas shows. I love drag queens. Ugh. I'm pumped to see what Derek's gonna do. Because all the other queens, I think, are like pretty chill, you know. But like Derek, I'm like, yes. What is Derek's mom gonna show up? Like, what are we gonna do?
Yes. Well, this actually reminds me, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about one of our many amazing Vegas memories before we end things, because
Ooh, yeah.
We have a picture, which I'll upload. upload the picture again, because this bit of when we were actually, I can't even call it a blackout. I'm going to call it a whiteout, because it's like we entered, we stopped time and space because of how flattened by alcohol we were.
Dude.
We were slam drunk at Paris in Las Vegas at the fancy.
Mon Ami Gabi. I don't know. Yes, Mon Ami Gabi or something. This fun steak place.
Uh-huh.
That is fancy, especially for us at that time where we were not rich. Not rich anyways, but where, you know.
Yes.
A trip to Vegas was like, okay, we sleep 8 people in one room.
Absolutely.
We buy our own beer. We don't go to the bar.
We were scraping.
And that was the day where I broke my BlackBerry.
Oh my God.
And I got wasted and bought an iPhone, and I had wanted one
because
so bad.
You can drink inside the Apple store in Las Vegas.
Yeah, so I was drinking like 2 tall boys while buying an iPhone and like all of you guys just hanging out.
You spilled some PBR
on
in
a computer.
The Apple store.
But But then, like, the Apple person was so just like, oh, it happens all the time. I'm like, okay, cool, man. Can I get Hipstamatic? That was the first app I downloaded. Hammered in a taxi.
Yep.
Because I had to go to bed by, like, 8 p.m.
Right. Because I remember we were sitting at the table at Monomigabi. We both ordered expensive fillets.
Ooh.
And you were like, I want to go. I can't do it. And I was like, no, you have to eat your food. It like won't be good later. There's no, I don't want you to microwave your filet mignon later. I don't even think our room had a microwave.
I don't think so.
So I was like, no, just eat it. And it'll make you feel better because, you know, we're drunk.
I do think it saved my life. I think eating it really did save my life.
And you got in the taxi because it was not Uber era yet and went home and you did not remember it.
I couldn't tell you if the steak was good or not.
I think it was.
We were so hammered. I'm sure it was awesome.
Yeah.
But I was like, I was like one of those little kids who falls asleep into their soup or something. I was like, yes. Oh, I can't keep doing this.
Vegas is so fun.
I can't wait for this shit to be ending. And then we can go to Vegas and we can watch an onstage episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, which
I will lose my mind.
I'm curious to see what this show is.
Yeah, me too.
The stage show itself, like what an episode! Like, just let them do cool shit.
And do different people win at the end? I'm so curious.
I don't know. Yeah, does the audience vote or something?
Maybe. Before we go, I want to read a review. This one's from Amanda R33. It says, this show makes me tee-hee-hee-hee-hee. This show is bringing me life these last couple of months. I literally laugh out loud every episode. Oh, you damn angel. We thank you very much. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it makes such a difference and it helps
us. Big old difference.
It allows us to keep bringing this fun stupidity to you for free every week. So please keep that coming. Betsy, what do you want to plug before we go?
Ooh, well, I also have a podcast on HeadGum.
You do?
I sure do, Mono. You've been on it.
Oh, that's right.
Don't act like you haven't been on it. It's called A Funny Feeling. And it's where me and Marcy Jarreau have guests on and talk about paranormal experiences and spooky stuff. And during quarantine, we've been reading a lot of listeners' stories, and it's been really fun and scary. And then Mono and I, we have a podcast.
We do. I'll plug it again. We Love Trash is on Patreon, and it is, it's a riot.
It's a hoot and a holler. You get to witness two people really going nuts.
Going nuts, saying yes to every weird idea we've ever had.
Right.
Following through, being dumb, having a laugh. We talk about The Boy Next Door. We do fan fiction. We do horror. We do reality
we
TV.
We do it all.
It's so fun.
Garbage and talk about it. It's great.
And it's kept me sane during this quarantine. And I think it might help you too. So please get into that.
Yeah, check it out. Also, Mono said it, but on October 7th on Netflix, I get to do a little part in an Adam Sandler movie called Hubie Halloween.
Yes.
So check it out. It's going to be bonkers.
I am so excited for you. I mean, this is a dream come true. And you deserve it.
It truly is unbelievable. Oh, thank you, Mo. That's so nice. It truly
amazing.
Is like fourth grade Betsy. If I were like, hey, you're going to be in a Halloween movie with Adam Sandler and Shaq.
You would have shit your pants and died right there. So.
I would have been like, no, I'm not, okay? I'm going to go ski off a cliff.
Yeah,
see you later.
Off, you witch. Don't fucking tell me my future, you fucking lying witch. Yeah, okay, I can't wait to see that. And watch Duncanville.
Oh, yeah, Duncanville. It's streaming on Hulu.
Yeah. Follow me and Betsy at our names on Instagram. And me on Twitter under my name. We'll give lots of fun updates. Stay tuned to our Instagram, Dragger Podcast, because I'm going to ask y'all some questions about what we should review after Drag Race Vegas review.
Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. Holland.
That's Betsy's vote. Okay,
Holland.
Well, love you, Beach.
Love you, Beach.
Call me a bitch.
I love you, bitch. You bitch.
Bye, you bitch.
Later, you bitch.
Love you.
Bye.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.